said that, I wanted to declare that over you too. I know there's some petitions that you have before the Lord, and when you said paid in full, the Lord said that's for him as well.
Amen.
And I just want to speak that over you today in Jesus' name, that God's working things, he's orchestrating, and he's putting things in place, even in areas of that you have searched for and you've sought after. And I just declare it over you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Miss Bernie, come on up here, darling. And Miss Isla. And Miss Isla, come on up. We're going to have a graduation Sunday next Sunday as well. They don't want to hide behind the podium. Here, sweetie. They're having graduation Sunday next Sunday, but these girls can't be here next Sunday. So we want to honor them this morning with a special little gift. And what grade did you just finish?
Kindergarten.
Woo-hoo! Yay. And the sky's the limit. Amen. 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 As we get ready to dismiss the kids to Sunday school, we're going to pray over them as well here this morning. Go ahead and stand with me, all the youth in the house, and let's pray over our kids. There you go. We got some young folk in the house. Just go ahead and stand. That's all right. Lord, we thank you for Bernie. And we thank you for Isla, Lord, and their first accomplishment of kindergarten, and the sky is the limit. Lord, we pray that as a young Esther and a Ruth, Lord, and those who have been in the scriptures, Lord, that you will raise them up to be mighty and strong women of God. Lord, we pray over every youth in this house today, God, because you have purpose, you have provision, you have protection, and you have great things in store for them, God. And today, as they hear the word in their Sunday school classes, Lord, that you will empower their hearts and their minds and equip them to do mighty things in the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys are dismissed. If you are new here this morning, meet up there in the back, and your Sunday school teachers will tell you a place to go. And you can be in Sunday school with them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Never underestimate the power of a seed sown in young hearts. Amen. Powerful. We love it. So very thankful for our children's ministry team who ministers to our children and our youth on a weekly basis and all that they are pouring into them. Amen. Amen. We're getting ready to hear from the Word this morning, and it's not going to come from me, but the Lord put on my heart, placed on my heart to have this person speak, and I think you're going to be touched, you're going to be encouraged this morning, and it is a prophetic word coming to pass. And I love what God is doing in their life in this next level. And there's definitely a level up, and God is stirring some hearts. So if you will help them preach this morning, I'm sure they will do a fine job. Jason Marshall, come and share the word with us this morning.
There's a lot of you all. Next level, we got signs, and that's good. I usually talk with my hands, and I like to talk, but this might go fast. If you want to cry, you can cry. If you need to humble yourself, if this is what it takes to get out of our comfort level and to bring somebody up here, then that's what we'll do. You know, I don't care. People say men can't cry. I cry all the time. And I cry, and I'm crying when I'm thankful with the Lord, and I cry, yeah, more, yeah, you know, and I cry out, and it's okay. So if I'm crying out, and he says, if I confess, you know, if I confess, see, that's what I'm talking about. So like anyone else, if your pastor tells you that you're going to speak in front of somebody, luckily for me, I had 2 weeks, y'all didn't know that, but, you know, I've had fear, doubt, anxiety, all these things can come over you. Yeah, I don't know how y'all do this. There is a lot of people. I am not a preacher. I'm not a pastor. Lord, I can't even put a full sentence together sometimes. I'm going to be honest with you. So I just want you to know that there's things that have been going on, and I'm just glad that you're here. I don't care how you got here. I don't care what you done. Mr. Joe already started. We sang the songs. You give it to God, and you let it go. And that's next level, and we are our own worst enemy. So I have some scriptures. I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to just let the Lord, because when I pray, when I started to have a change, I pray that thy will be done. And I'm going to be honest, that is tough. That is his will. That is his timing. It is no mistake that you guys are here. And that's men, women, and children. That's all of us. We're here for a reason. And you better get you a pastor and some friends and some youth pastors and some family and some friends who are like family that are in those shadows and fighting for you. And the ones that have gone on, because that's what you need. And that's not just Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There's more and next level. It is all the time out there because we all face stuff. We don't know what's going on, but we know who the finisher is and the author of the work. And he is the light. So, you know, when I started to think about all these things, and I'll just tell y'all, I talk in front of people. My wife will tell you my mouth. Some of you work with me, have worked with me. It never stops. But you know, yeah, you know, I give advice day in and day out, you know. We plan, we build, we talk about things, hopes and dreams in the future. And I started thinking, you know, okay, you know, at some time, you know, we're coming up here, and what am I going to say? And I'll just tell you what started coming out of that anxiety and that fear, and I've heard the next level, and I know who God says I am. And I am here to tell you that who I was is not who I am today. Okay? So if he forgives me and he tells me to let it go, then you should too. See? Okay? But, you know, I'm just going to tell you all, and at some point or another in my life, you know, there's things that come to mind when you start to speak or think, who am I to speak? I mean, sinner, backslider, failure. You've been poor. You come from a broken home. You're no good. You're worthless. You're a product of your environment. You've been a liar. You've been a thief. Perhaps you've been a poor friend. A husband, a father, a brother, you've been selfish, angry, just a broken, miserable shell of a man. And I don't want anybody to say, oh, whoa, but everyone likes to say first, come up with excuses with God and why, and if he knew, he already knows. So then I was thinking about the woman at the well who already thought, oh, if he knows, but she didn't listen. Yes, sir. Oh, you're just preaching with me. Thank you. My point is, I could have came up with a million excuses, and guess where I'd still be standing right here. So, you know, I'm just telling you all, we just need to know that it's in his word. I was looking this morning, double-checking. I didn't sleep too much because, you know, this is really, really hard. And when I get something in my head, I have a really, really hard time letting it go. And there's nothing more important to me today than what your relationship is with the Lord, okay, and where you be. So would I ask anything? I might cry. I may not get there. I just want you to know that these come from the heart, and you are worth it, and you are enough, okay? So that's from the young people to the old people to us in between. Just want you to know that. That's what God has told me. You are enough. All right? So, you know, all right, I told you guys, at some point or another in my life, most of those things of me were probably true, or at least that's what I thought. So I guess I'll just go sit down, right? I can start making excuses, lay down, bury my head in the sand, be afraid. Maybe I'll do it next time. Maybe I'll come up with some reasons of all the things that I can't do. But see, here's where the part gets good. This is where this peace of God that came over me, this river in my soul, this flood that came over me, that told me all those things, that said it was next level, that said that I can't tell you to think next level if I'm letting my own stinking thinking. So who am I? Oh, ye of little faith. And then it's what he told me that I was. He said, my son, who am I well pleased? said, you see, this is the piece. And, you know, I started singing, "Oh, come on, my soul, don't you get shy on me." You know, and Miss Megan shaking her head, but I already know from my spirit, you'll be up here next, because that's how this game goes. Because I can hear you and I can feel you, and we're going to do this as a team. So, you know. And I just want you to know, you know. That's right. And, you know, we can do all this stuff, and we can tell him. And you can say, "Why are you holding out? Tell him the truth." And then I said, "What if you trusted God more than Google?" And that sounds silly, but what if you did? Because that's the first thing we do. I'll tell you, I'm not embarrassed to tell you, when I got my Bible this morning, there was a little dust on it. I personally don't learn that way. I learn by going this way, hearing it, going back through. I'm not a big reader. No excuse for that. It's right here. It's not my word, it's his words. That's his words. If I told you that man-law has got me this Bible some 20-odd years ago and put little notes, and then I still had it, and I found out at my deepest and darkest times, they were in there. See, that's no accident. That is no accident. It is God's timing and God's will and his plan for each and every one of you. All right? So, we're talking about blessing and favor and healing power. These are the things that God says that we all have the power, all God's people. When people touch you, when they pray for you, when they stand in for you. I have prayed at the food line, and I've only had $200, and it's come up $199.68. Thank you, Jesus. And I was talking about that. I have laid hands on my dishwasher. I'm not a preacher, but I have the power, because I don't want to fix another one. But the Bible says and the Word says that I have it. And these are not, you know, these may seem like simple things, but I don't have the knowledge. We have doctors and preachers and pastors and people that know these words. But I know what he says of me, and I know who I am, and that's what I'm trying to convey. So we already know, see, it wants me to tell him. The Lord said, tell him that he is the truth and the light. And sometimes when the darkness surrounds you, you have to do what God tells you to do. It wasn't too long ago in my life here recently that there was a lot of darkness around me. There were things in my spirit and in my soul that, you know, that were dark and gloomy, and they would wake me up. And you would go to this, or you'd resort to that, or someone was put into your life, and you better hope that you have some ounce of Jesus when another man tells you that he can't go anymore. It didn't matter what verses that I knew. It didn't matter that it was at IHOP. I said, he is the beginning and the light, and you are worth it, and you are mighty, and we need you. That's tough. That's really hard. Guess what I learned? These pastors and preachers are friends that are fighting battles, that are speaking for you, or dealing with these things that we don't know. So you better lean on it, and you better understand that when God puts somebody in your heart, there's a reason. You better have a preacher that when you wake up at 3 o'clock and magically, I'm talking a.m., and someone comes to your mind, she's on the computer too. She's saying stuff. She's praying for you. Who you let in your life and who you let control what has said or said about you or around you matters. Okay? So, you know, these are the things. And we don't want to question this stuff. And I'll just tell you, in those darkest nights and the toil and the demons that were surrounding me, God said, open the window. Now, it was the middle of winter. And I laid there and I rolled around and I prayed and I prayed. And he said, open the window. Do you understand what I'm telling you? A simple command. Open the window. Open this window. Let it out. Open the door of your heart. Open whatever is stuffing you up, and you let that out and you let it go. And don't bring it back up. Just don't. See, I'm getting all crazy in here. All right? You know. And the thing that, you know, I want to go to, and I started to chuckle, you know, it's in, I believe it was Matthew 30 was my first scripture, but yeah, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 30. And this is what I love. Is that 30? Because I've been crying all morning. That's 27. See, but still, hey, this is good too. We talk about the dark. Yeah, what I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim it from the roofs. And keep going, please. And here's my favorite part. And this is what made me chuckle when I was going through this. And even the very hairs on your head, they're all numbered. That means God loves you. Now, y'all can laugh. I'm bald. Or balding. And there's some, what's the word? There's some before that. They were talking about it, you know, that you're worth as many as two sparrows. And my point in all this is that, you know, he cares about the big things and the little things. You know, He cares. People always say, oh, this is wrong. Yeah, but I still got both my legs. I still got both my arms. I do walk a little bit funny. Sometimes this is messed up, but I'm still here. I'm still standing. So we need to thank God for all these things that some people don't have that. So that's important to me. You know, and then, just the things that have really been on my heart in the scripture that everybody knows is John 3:16. And everyone knows this one, but to me, you know, if we get there, it said, so, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So he or she, whomever. So it's not your path, it's not where you sit in church, we don't have assigned seats, we don't have a thing of who paid what, who did what, who swept, who cooked, who cleaned. We're all God's people and there's room for all of us. So he said for all of us. And that's something that we always hear, you know. And he says that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. That simple, guys. It's that simple. There's a whole book to back it up. There's a whole bunch of miraculous, but it's that simple. You know, we go there. So what I say to that is, you know, God has a plan and a path for each and every one. It's no accident that we're here together. He protects us and he gives us strength to stand firm. That's on your faith. And he gives you the power to cast out fear, doubt, anxiety, troubles, big and small. That's what he gives you, those sort of things. It's not a guilt. We can talk about the things and the places. I don't care. And if you need to get that off your chest, I'm right here. And I'll tell you what, there's some things that some of you folks have faced that I have never faced. But there's some things that you may not know that I have faced. And we can cry about it. We can let it go. See, we sing about we have our own giants and that we're going to slay them. Okay? So, listen, I understand who we are, what has happened, what people have said, the negative and the naysayer defines who we are. And I do believe there's a point and place for that. But there are things that we need to understand that we give it to God and we get it out. That's what I'm talking about. Let it go. Don't bring it back up. It doesn't matter. The closest people to me have done some of the worst things. I'm not who I am. The people that were going to have my back, oh, sounds like somebody we learned the Bible. They scattered when times got tough. There's been times like Thomas that I've had to see it, and I've said, woe is me. And I said, oh, I've got to do this. But God didn't do this. God didn't give me this. He didn't. This is something that's happened. We get through it. You know what we forget? We forget that I'm dealing with this. It's a medical thing. But there's some people in this room that blessed me to help me with that. And they didn't do it for a banner. They didn't do it for praise. They didn't do it for anything other than because it's not by works. They did it because of the goodness of their heart. And I'll take that blessing. And I'll take the next one and the next one. Ooh, see, this is what I'm talking about. You start having positive thoughts and you start having this thinking. And that's when you start to realize that it is next level. I'll do this every third Wednesday of the month if I have to, if it brings somebody up here. Because I remember people right here. Because if you don't know what I felt right there when someone prayed for you, when they touched you, and I'm going to tell you something, you can run and hide and you can be at the best and brightest and doing the most things, but he'll find you and go ahead. And he'll find you in the nighttime, it'll find you in the daytime. And we have to listen. It's at my highest highs and my lowest lows when I was on my knees. And I said, what am I doing? And the Lord said, what do you need? What more do you need? And then we started to go and relive my battles, my giants, my blessings. But oh, how quickly we forget when it's not going my way, or life gets a little bit tough, or we have a diagnosis, or someone said this, or we have to pivot. I mean, Trish knows that word. I hate that word. We don't have to pivot. We do have to pivot. There are things out of my control. But when I start believing in the one who has the ultimate say and the ultimate control, that's all that matters. Oh, see, it's just in there. You know, we talk about plans. The next thing, I started going through all this. I started thinking about Joshua chapter 1 and 9. See, this is where it really gets good to some folks. And some of you, I hope, you know, it doesn't. I have not condemned you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. See, I'm going to tell you some things, folks, and it's going to hit hard. See, I was guilty. The first thing is, when things don't go my way, is, oh God, oh God. And he said, here I am. He said, I've been here the whole time. But he didn't say it's that Marshall boy who wants to do it on his own terms. And he continually calls me, not today, not on his time. He said, I am God. I am with you always. I am not here to condemn you. I will be with you wherever you go. And that's been my good times and my bad times. All right? So what I say to you, thank you. Your mistakes, your home life, maybe things people have said about you. Maybe it's your family. They don't define who you are. And that's not what God, you know, has in store for you. Those things. Man's words, I'll say it once, I'll say it again. Although they sting sometimes, they have no power over you. They have no power. None. You are who God said you are, who you're chosen to be. You don't have to prove anything to Him. You just have to know and trust Him. It's that simple, guys. All right, so we know this as well. See, I started getting deeper into this and thinking about it. Because you'll say, wait, He doesn't know. Really, He doesn't. He's got it all figured out. I'm going to tell y'all, I have failed more times than probably most of you in this room. I have been, you know, here, and I've been there, and I've been stomped on, and I've been kicked, and I'm still standing. Because I realized something, that today, it's about God, and it's about what He has to do. This is one chapter. I'm looking at Uncle Jim, because what really touched me is, I can't bend down. I got a bad leg and a bad back. He said, I'm still writing. He said, you without sin cast the first stone, right? And there's more of that. He said, the anchor holds. That anchor holds. If that doesn't, I'm just telling y'all, if that doesn't touch you, then I'm doing something wrong. It holds. Because there was a storm, and they said, keep your eyes on me. Because I've learned this. When I keep my eyes on what He said, and I keep my eyes on Jesus, I don't have time for nothing else. You see, when I wake up, I'm thankful. Thankful for the little things. It's hard. There are people in your circle that are doing and fighting and going for you. There are people. I have teenagers, and God help me. It is the hardest thing, and there's no instruction book. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes they remind you of you, you know. And it's really hard. But, you better have a church family, and you better have a pastor and a youth team that can sometimes bridge that gap. And they know. And that's very important, because we can't do it on our own. Oh, see, I'm getting all over here. That's okay. Yeah, there you go. Truthfully, I can't read what I wrote, you know. I started thinking people talk about all this and the doom and, you know, some of the things that came to mind for the, you know, I can't even say their names, old Shadrach, Meshach, and a billy goat. I think that's how we say the old billy goat. You know, they were in a fiery furnace, you know. See, but God kept her from all harm. And I think that can be in the heat, you know, and that can be a little warm around the collar. And that can be situations in your workplace, your home life. I think you can take these things and use them. The point is, He's still God. He's still there. That's my whole message. He's still God. He has the power. He's the author and the finisher. Thank you. You know, these are the kind of things. And I'm not making jokes, but, you know, we talk about how God uses people. And we talk about these young people. And we have David who, you know, he goes out there, a little shepherd boy. And he goes and slays this giant. When everybody else, I can talk a lot. Y'all already know that. I can talk. But if it doesn't resonate or it doesn't make sense, that's just talking. When you've had enough, and when you had enough, and you're sick and tired, then you will turn, and you will go to the Father, and you will overcome, and you will slay those giants. I said, Noah, he was really old. My kids say, you're really old. You're almost 45. I am not, but that is feeling pretty old, you know. But, you know, he had them build an ark. Sometimes when you follow the Lord or you might lose some things. You might have people say to you, you go to church or you're going to preach. I'm not a preacher. I'm just telling you what the Lord's saying. I am not a preacher, but I can tell you what He did for me. I can tell you that He saved me. I can tell you that that's what's really important. That's the gospel. And it's for me. It's for you. It's for everybody, you know. This is the kind of stuff, you know, He'll guide you and protect you to see you through. Now, newsflash, once again, I started this by saying, when I pray, I ask God's will be done, not mine. I am a control person. I have, a lot of people probably know this, you know, I like things a certain way, and it's got to be this way, and there is no other way. And that's really funny, because guess whose way? It's His way. And I've learned that in, you know, my teachings and my studies and my listening, you know, and opening up and learning that it's His will and it's no accident, you know. So, I say that, you know, once again, these are not just my words. This is in the Scripture. If we talk about, you know, God guiding and protecting you, excuse me, Deuteronomy 31 and 6, if you could pull that up, Carson, please. If I skip one, Carson, I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. It says, be strong and courageous, but do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the Lord your God will never. That should make somebody excited, because man has left me plenty of times. They have. And I've been dumb enough to follow. I don't do that no more. I'm following God and His words and what He says. So He will never leave you nor forsake you. Guys, it's simple. I'm just a country boy. It says He will never leave you or forsake you. It doesn't say that we have to sacrifice, that we have to do the other Hail Marys and go in here. It's finished. And if it's finished, it's finished. Ooh, paid in full. See, Joe, you stole my service this morning, you know. Paid in full. So, you know, once again, you know, the next thing I want to tell somebody today in here, and this one really struck me this morning in 1 Peter 5 and 10. And this is where I think when we start thinking next level and stop our own... wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got the wrong one. Maybe I said it wrong. Yeah. Thank you. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. We already got in here. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Due time? God's time. His time, and His time is not wrong. God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in His time, or due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Be alert and be of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers, that's this family, my church family, right? The family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings, and that God and the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a bit in while, excuse me, suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Yeah. That doesn't say low in it, stay in it, bring it back up. It says, I will never leave you or forsake you. He will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, we talk about God's grace, that it's everlasting, you know. And I say this to say that if this isn't a free pass for me on Sunday, I'm going to go this way, and then Monday, Tuesday, next Sunday, tomorrow, whenever, to continue to do the things that I know are wrong. Okay, that's not what that means. Now, I'm going to tell you something, that if it takes you to be dipped a couple times, be baptized, if that's what it takes to get you right with the Lord and get you up here, I'll go in with you. You can step with me. I don't care. That is how important it is for your soul and your salvation and your family to bring them here, to do that, to feel that power, to feel that. See, I can tell you all the good He's done. You'll say, yeah, I've read it. But I can tell you when He touched me, when it was right here, when Pat prayed for 2 hours, 2 hours. I mean, that's crazy. I can tell you when Brother Bill touched my foot, that was 2 years. I can tell you when I've said, oh, this, and this. And then He said, I was crucified. He said, yeah, you stuck yourself. Yeah, I have. That's right. You've done this. But He said, I was crucified. He said, I had a crown of thorns. But He said, it's finished. It's finished. It's paid in full. You got it. It's those three words. It's paid in full. That just bubbles up in me. I was in the hospital bed, some of you don't know, a couple months ago. Some crazy things. And my wife said, are you okay? Oh, I think I'm okay. And then they come in, and I was really ticked off because the second thing they do is come get their money. Boy, that really made me mad. And then I didn't want to go in here. But then I started feeling that peace again, that river that said it was going to be okay. And I had a strong wife and some strong friends who said it's going to be okay. And I had a pastor that was standing in and church folks that were praying. And it's over. Ain't had any more trouble. Well, what is it? What is it? It don't matter. It was God. And I gave it to Him and I'm healed. Because He says I'm healed. And we leave it at that. It's that easy, guys. It's that easy. Oh, thank you. Whew. So now, because I'm all worked up, we're going to go to, you know, to some of the things. What's that? Yeah, I do get worked up. Because it's so easy. I'm telling you all, yeah, that it's so easy to say, just give it to Him. I know it's not always that easy. And I know that we think, oh no, it's not enough. And if He finds out and I slid back, He already knows. That's between you and Him. Once again, that's not a free pass, but it's between you and Him. And He knows your heart. And He knows. And if He, you know, can bring you through it and go there. So then I got to thinking, man, all these things and all the 417 things that I wasn't qualified under the law. I believe that's what I heard, 417. I only told y'all about 13 up here. Well, I didn't think I could stand here, right? But God. So then, this is another one that really hit me. Matthew 6 and 33. He says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So once again, if I'm seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness, I don't have time for anything else, right? I don't have time to worry about what somebody said. Their opinion doesn't matter. It's right here. He says all these things will be added to you, to you, to you, the person whose family did this, to you, the person who this happened to you. It doesn't matter. It's who I am. It's not who I identify with. It's not what I will say has the power over me. God has the final say. He said that I am His Son, that He is my Father, and He is well pleased. I should get you jumping out of your seats. Yeah. There you go. And then I started going into, okay, here we go. So I've been telling you all, it's this simple. So now I'm on John chapter 1 and 9. Well, I think I had it a little bit different, maybe. Maybe I wrote the wrong verse. Let's see. Yeah, I had the wrong verse. I apologize. It doesn't matter, but I wrote it down somewhere, unless it's a different translation. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you. See, I learned something today. There's a lot of Johns. Sorry, Carson. Yeah, the first John. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, guys, because it's right there. That's why we got a team. That's why we got people. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful. It didn't say which sins. It didn't say which ones He's going to put higher. He's going to put in order. Or He's going to tell me, not that one. Come, bring something else. He said, come as you are. He said, if you confess your sins, faithful and just. He's a just God. He's not a browbeater God. I'm standing here before you to tell you that I fail. Any man who has not or says he has, he's a liar and the truth's not in him. Just last week, just before church, that's on church Sunday, I may have lost my cool. I'm not proud of it. Guess what? He let me in the door. Yeah, more. He did. And I'm human. But that's not an excuse. I'm just telling you, we're here. This is why we come here. Give it to God. Let it go. You know, just confess it. And that can be a private conversation. I cry all the time. It's fine. But I'm crying in the victories. I'm crying in the defeats. I'm happy. I'm in a better place today than what I was. And I'm just telling y'all, you can be out and you can be having your best life. And you can be the happiest social, whatever you call it, person. And you can be the most miserable person. And you can be dying. And what I can't have on my soul or my conscience to my friends and my church family is that you're not up here giving it to God and knowing what I know and feeling them. Like I said, I don't care. There's always room. Always room. It's next level. Oh, it's those stuff. Yeah, give it to God. Just come. Come as you are, right? All right, I think it's Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, Carson. It keeps getting better, guys. This isn't just me rambling up here. It says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no man should boast. I think I was still going. Yeah. Once again, it's grace. Free. Didn't cost you anything. Nobody took a tally of who brought a check up. Nobody took it. They didn't. They said, that's between you and God. You will be blessed because you've been blessed. It's for everybody. It's for all of us. Everyone in here. Oh. That's, you know, yeah, you know. I just want you know, that he loves you. And I'm talking really fast. We're doing real good here, you know. But I want you to know that the things I've talked about today, that are their grace, you know, and freedom, and there is freedom. There's freedom. You can leave here. When you leave it here, and I mean leave it here, and I mean leave it here. And when he said it is finished and it is done, it is done. And you can walk out of these buildings and you can hold your head high. Yeah. It's what it's about. That's the truth, because it is. It's the truth and the light. It doesn't matter. It's not a free pass. It doesn't mean that I am, you know, or go back to who I was. It's an outward change. Whew. That's wonderful. I guess, in closing, Ephesians 1:7. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood. We just sang it. See, Mr. Joe says it. See, the worship team starts it. And the preacher makes you get it. Well, she doesn't make you. She asked you politely, yes, ma'am, I'll be up here. But the Lord's been laying it on you because it's been in there. Because you got to know that you come up here and you let it go. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. That's the third or fourth scripture that just said it's his grace. Grace. Even when I'm not graceful on myself, even when I fall, even when perhaps I haven't been graceful to some of you. Guilty. Nobody beat me up, didn't bring a lamb, didn't burn a donkey, didn't get left outside. I was still in line. I can still come. Come to the table. Come as you are. Amazing grace. The riches of God's grace. Not Jason's grace. Not what someone thought about me. It's God's grace. I say all that to say, and I think I'm going to close this way. It says, you are forgiven. You are enough. God loves you, and it is finished. Yeah. Yeah, it's finished. It is finished. And once again, that's not my words, it's his words. And that's for me, that's for you, that's for whoever you encounter, that's for whatever stirring, whatever thing, whatever doom, despair, it is finished. It is over. And I want you to know that, you know, we are all his children, and he is well pleased. So my favorite part is if anybody, you know, has to come up here and wants to pray, or if you don't know Jesus, don't be like me. Don't wait. See, I've been here a long time, but I haven't been here. And you can run, but you can't hide, but I haven't been here. He's been here, but I haven't been here. And when he meets you, he'll meet you here. And when you leave here, there's a lot of here's. See? You know, you'll be changed. And I pray and hope that you feel, you know, his power and grace, and know once again that you are forgiven, you are enough, God loves you, and most importantly, it is finished. Thank you. And it's really hot in here.
Amen. You heard the gospel this morning. There is no greater message than God so loved. And the grace and the finished work of the cross. Amen. As Amen. Beth gets ready to sing, I ask Jason just stay here. Go ahead and stand to your feet with me this morning. He told you already, if you want him to pray with you, he's here. He's available. He's standing here. If you want special prayer this morning, if he touched your heart, if he spoke to you in a way, come on down to the altar. As he told you, he'll meet you right here. Jesus will meet you right here. Whether it's salvation, whether it's encouragement, prayer, direction, sickness, health, whatever it is, he will meet you right here. And Jason's here willing to pray with you. We'll pray with you. We'd be glad to encounter Jesus with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Confidence, you by me.
Amen.